You're listening to Unregular Radio. The following program is mature content intended for adults only. The views, opinions, and thoughts expressed here are not necessarily those of Unregular Radio, its staff, or its affiliates. Furthermore, do not attempt to recreate any of the situations described, as it may prove physically, legally, or financially harmful. And as always, thank you for listening to Unregular Radio.
UnregularRadio.com. If you have complaints, questions, comments, or would like a written transcript of any of the shows you've heard on UnregularRadio.com, send an email to feedback@UnregularRadio.com.
We're live on Three Strange Women on UnregularRadio.com. I'm your host, Miss Jackie. It's Monday. Things are a little strange here already today. I've got Casey up in the house today.
Hello.
As one of our strange women. And Charlotte's here hanging out.
What's up?
It's going to be cool. We got some interesting stories planned. It's been a fun weekend. I don't know if anybody else did anything this weekend, but did you? Get into anything, Casey?
Oh, God, I worked. I worked three closing shifts, and then I finally got out to a buddy's place last night and, like, actually got some sleep. And it was, like, the best, like, 7.5 hours of uninterrupted sleep I've had in weeks. Like, I can't even tell you how awesome it was to just fucking nap like a motherfucker. I'm just like, oh, my God, it was amazing.
It's nice to have a clean place. No, you're kind of in between places. For anybody who doesn't know, you're doing a really big project right now. You're working on walking from Boston. You're in the preparatory stages right now.
Right now I'm in the wrap-up stages of some projects for my work here at Unregular Radio, and just kind of prepping for that. And also kind of gearing up to this walk to Washington, D.C.
Nice.
So I leave August 29th. It's going to be a hell of a fantastic adventure. I'm really, really stoked. But right now I'm couch surfing. So, like, good night's sleeps are, like, few and far between. And I didn't wake up with a dog on me.
That's always a plus.
The sleeping surface was long enough. And as far as I'm concerned, 5 out of 5 knapsacks.
That's awesome. No. Casey is also our social media expert here at the station. Yay. She runs the blog, taught me how to do a bunch of stuff, and Casey's been on the show a bunch of times. She's held it down for me. It's nice to have you here.
Yeah, I started out on Three Strange Women like a year ago, actually.
Did I take your radio virginity?
No. That happened when I called in I accidentally called in to either the BPR or like THC. Back when it was 2 hotheads on cannabis, and I had a picture that I was delivering, which is actually hanging behind the manager's desk. In the green room, but I was delivering a picture because my roommate hated it. He absolutely hates his picture. So I called in and I was like, yeah, I'm not quite sure how to get there. I think I'm lost. And I hear, oh shit, is that Casey? So write down the phone number. So that's how I met, like, Rick, and, like, actually first met Dex, and second met Dex. The first time I met Dex was earlier, but I mean, it was just like that sort of like was the first. My radio virginity was actually a call in.
That's interesting. That's fun. I don't even remember my radio virginity.
But being a regular on a show, yeah, it was definitely Three Strange Women, and then like started out with that, and then I wound up having to get a big kid job and
stuff happens. Yep. This is Charlotte's first time. I'd like to welcome Charlotte. I've met Charlotte a bunch of times out in the scene and the, you know, nightlife and. After fun occasions and stuff.
You've ironically only seen me while I've been sober on the scene, so you haven't actually seen me on the scene.
Oh.
Stay tuned. There's more to come.
Then we're going to have some fun.
We're going to have some fun when, as Leah would say, when retrograde ends, I'll be ready to rumble.
I think it just ended, actually.
August 22nd.
Oh.
Because I start drinking August 23rd.
Nice.
So me and retrograde are going to go out together.
Well, we're going to get you a shot. I'm going to get you a shot because you're holding it down with me right now.
No, I'm just glad I got cupcakes on my way here.
She has these awesome cupcakes. There's enough to feed an army.
Breakfast, like, lunch, and dinner.
Yep. The Hostess Always cupcakes prepared. With the awesome little swirls. No, they're the best. Did you do anything this weekend, Charlotte?
I did. I worked at Underbar last night.
Nice.
Which is Chris Harris Gay Night. It's my favorite night to go out, so it's been a big transition switching from dancing in front of the bar to dancing behind the bar.
Yeah, I can only imagine, dude. That must be...
It's hard, but I'm feeling it. My best friend went into the Navy. She's unbelievable, and I'm taking her spot, and so it's actually a huge honor to be holding down that bar and making it rage. And apparently, it's been really good having me there. A lot of the girls have come out, so I'm glad to kind of bring some females into the male equation. So
nice.
The gay scene needs to be more open-minded.
It does. I agree.
It totally does. Although, I mean, I don't mind having the separate nights. I'm definitely, like, separate but together. I want it all.
Yeah.
I'm very selfish in that way.
We all want it all.
We want it all.
All of it now.
Yes.
Oh, man. Let's hop into some music before we... I don't think I did anything this weekend. What did I do? Oh, well, I guess I walked kind of 9 miles around Boston.
That's a good amount.
Yeah, I went for a really long walk. Like, instead of going out and getting drunk, we went out and just did other stuff and walked. And it was a really good time. Like,
yeah, that sounds fun.
Starting at, like, the aquarium, going, like, through the financial district, going down to, like, the common and the...
That's the way to do it. You have to start in, like, the good areas.
We walked all the way over. You know, like, the MGH bridge there? Yeah, the
Longfellow?
All the way there to Harvard Square. Like, we walked and sat and smoked a bowl in MIT.
Nice.
After hours at, like, 2 in the morning.
That's right near our house. You should have stopped by.
Really? Aw.
Yeah, Leah and I live in Inman. Not that
oh, dude, I walked
find
right
us.
By there. Literally.
Walk. Yeah, we're right there. It's awesome.
Went to Harvard IHOP at 4 a.m. right before they closed.
Yep.
My friend said she saw some drunk girl pee herself. Like, standing up outside IHOP to pee herself.
Aww.
You gotta be happy that's not someone you know.
No kidding.
Those are the days I say, thank you, friends, for keeping it together tonight.
I was did that really happen? And she... No, but she came into IHOP and sat. Like, they were so drunk, it was retarded.
That's not graceful.
No, and she's like, I peed myself, you guys. And I was like, ew.
Something to get a medal for, you know? She's a Girl Scout. I'm sure you got the patch, pee yourself patch.
They looked like they were like 20. Like, I was blown away.
I don't know.
That makes sense now. If they're 20, it makes sense that they're peeing themselves.
Yeah. This is our youth. This is great. No.
Right? I just, like, I really feel like just handle your shit. And
it's not that hard.
If you can't hold your bladder.
Get a Huggy.
Right? No kidding.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, they have adult-sized diapers.
They do. No, that's what it's for when you can't hold your alcohol, right?
Right.
Wait, adult-sized diapers. This, like, holds, like, any amount of pee? I thought that was more of, like, a, oops, it was an accident. I laughed too hard.
I think it's an incontinence thing. So I think, like, maybe once the muscles go, they all go. Like, I don't know. Maybe we should look that up on the break.
Thinking drunk girls just pissing themselves. That wouldn't hold all that, right?
I don't know. We're going to have to find out the capacity of
an adult diaper.
Yeah, I'm gonna look up the capacity of the average adult diaper. Imagine, while you're playing some Lady Gaga or something.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. No Gaga today. That's only my intro music. I'm trying to stick with that unless it's old Gaga. Like, before she was Gaga, Gaga. I've got a thing going. I'm trying.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Here's music. We're going to be back. 3 Strange Women, unregularradio.com. Unregularradio.com.
Played guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly and the spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang, screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo. Like some cat from Japan, he could lick 'em by smiling. He could leave 'em to hang. Became on so loaded, man. Well hung in snow white tan. We'll be right back.
us that we were voodoo. The kids were just crass, he was the Nats with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy, could he play guitar.
Back on Unregular Radio. This is Three Strange Women. We're still here, still strange, still hanging out. That was little Fat Bottom Girls, Ziggy Stardust, and Material Girl. Nice little pretty gay break, if you ask me. But I have a couple really cool little things that I came across this weekend when I was researching stuff to talk about for the show. We actually talked about this on Gregular, I think maybe last Thursday. Me and Greg were doing a little thing. We found out that a band called Pussy Riot was, they're from Russia, they're a feminist punk band. They went on trial Friday last week. Things went really wrong with their, they did kind of a protest of Rasputin, the, or no, Vladimir Putin, yeah, they're the leader of Russia. They were kind of, they did it in the cathedral. Yeah, they did it in cathedral, and they're getting charged with hooliganism. They've been in jail since March. So, I mean, they didn't actually do anything. They made a song, like, against him, and, like, I don't know.
You can hold people for hooliganism?
I guess. That's what they're doing.
I hope I get arrested one day for hooliganism. Like, how mad can your parents get about
hooliganism
that?
Hooliganism and religious hatred.
Yeah.
Oh, that's different. Hatred's bad.
Because it was in the, well, it was because they were in the church and they were interrupting like a service or something.
Yeah, I think that's fucked. That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, that's what I don't agree with. But at the same time, they're not letting witnesses into the trial. Like, they're just holding them right now. And the
Russia's crazy. Who fucks around in Russia?
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is really scary. Like, I mean, it's disrespectful, of course, to go against like someone's religion and do that. And that's where they were, I guess, in the wrong. But they're taking a stand, I guess, against the government. So, government and church.
If they weren't called Pussy Riot, you think they'd be getting as much attention?
Yeah, I would say so. being openly critical of like the leader of Russia in the middle of a cathedral, like even if it wasn't called Pussy Riot, doing that action would.
What if it wasn't a band? What if it was just a person?
I think the person would have gone to jail, definitely. I don't know if they would have. I don't know.
Because doesn't it just make the story that much better that it's a band
called, and Pussy,
called Pussy Riot?
Riot? Yeah.
And they're being bad?
Like, and they're a bunch of women. They wear, like, masks. Like, this is a picture of them. They're, like,
they look
hardcore.
Like S&M.
They look
crazy.
Intense, yeah.
That's one shade of gray I haven't been familiar with.
Yeah. But no, that's pretty awesome that they took a stand, but it's pretty.
Well, I mean, crappy. Also, like, one of the things that, like, one of the points that the defense was making, and one of the reasons why they're making such a stink about it, is that two of the band members actually volunteer at Christian Orthodox organizations. So, I mean, they volunteer in the Christian community, and they volunteer, like, in, because it's like, that's the most, like, at least my understanding is the most tangible way of affecting change, like in someone's life in that area, for in terms of poverty, is to volunteer in one of those Christian organizations, because you can actually like hands-on help people out. So that's what they do, like a couple of the two of the members that are on trial, and their character witnesses are being denied the ability to actually speak. Like, the defense isn't allowed to call several of their witnesses, and
why,
the verdict is, well, that's just it, is like the judge is denying them the right. As of August 3rd, the judge says these people cannot, they cannot testify. So the verdict comes August 17th.
I wonder why they won't let them testify.
Because, like, it's a fixed trial.
That's why. It's just an unfair.
It's corrupt.
That's how corrupt this is. Yeah.
Wow.
It even says somewhere that no one's really expecting it to be a fair trial. Like, even the citizens, like,
So what kind of sentence are they?
Yeah, it says that they were arrested in early March for performing a quote punk prayer in Moscow's Christ the Savior Cathedral and posting a video of the performance on the internet. They've been in jail since.
And that's a long time. They have families, like a couple of them have kids and everything. Like, that's really,
yeah, that's pretty terrible. People. But we don't know what's going to happen, like what their punishment will be.
I think it'll be like 3 years in jail or something. That's what I was reading in a different article that I don't have, actually.
Amnesty International's involved. Like, they're saying that they're declaring the musicians prisoners of conscience.
Huh.
What does that mean?
Political prisoners.
That's stupid.
Conscience.
No. I think that's a problem. No, these people are.
No, if they're protesting what they feel to be like a totalitarian regime, and they're protesting that regime, then they are political prisoners.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and in protesting and being arrested and being denied fair trial according to the laws of that country, it's by direct Kremlin order that they were put in jail. And now they can't go forward with like what legally is supposed to happen in that country. So they are political prisoners.
Yeah.
Like, they have the right to seek asylum. Like, but, I mean, it depends on whether or not that's going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, they've been in prison since March.
Yeah, that's true. Madonna recently at one of her shows, I think her show on August 3rd, actually, she wore a vest with the Pussy Riot on the back of it and, like, made a stand and was like, we need to know what's going on. This is actually happening. And, like, she kind of gave them some support. And
fucking Madonna, man.
I
always ready to jump up and do something.
She's good like that, though. I mean, she's a badass woman, you know what I mean? Like, she's always been kind of that way, kind of edgy, tries to be edgy, and
I just feel like she has really good PR people that tell her when to stand in the spotlight and what to say. So she's like, I want to be in the spotlight, I want to be an attention whore. And how can I look good doing that? Well, like, I mean, we're gonna make you very political.
Even beyond the attention, like, you can use the phrase attention whore, you can use the phrase moneymaker.
Both. Yeah.
Like, I mean, you, as somebody who's a personality, and when it goes beyond your music, when your music is just a type, when you do dance music or you do pop music, there has to be something about you that drags you along with the right times, because your voice isn't going to change, your music isn't going to change, except the sounds and how it's arranged.
Yep.
So
what is she's
chosen, like, these niche causes to drag herself through time. And she's done it largely successfully.
And everybody else has followed her lead.
Yeah, I mean, like, Gwen Stefani, like, she's tried to do the same thing. Lady Gaga is sort of, like, successfully doing the same thing. We'll see if she's more than a one-trick pony in the next decade or so.
Exactly.
Like, and, I mean, it's like when you have, like, these pop stars, like, that's what
that's
they do.
Thing.
They have to have that thing that they cling to in order to get to the next generation. They need something that resonates with the next set of buyers.
It's just unfortunate that people are appreciating this icon as she is the icon, when really her PR is the icon.
Yeah.
That's what boggles me. It's like, you love her? No, no, no. You love the person who told her what to stand for.
They love what they're buying. A lot of it herself, though.
That's the whole thing.
I don't buy that they
do. Because 60, like 6, 10, 15, however many years from now, like, even if they still have that product, it's not going to be about Madonna. It's going to be about the product.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
like,
definitely.
I mean, like, who cares if they're in love with Madonna, or if they're in love, or they know it's the PR people? Like, they're spending their money on that product, which, I mean, in the end, the goal was met.
See, but I see, like, that I would think that more people like Madonna than her, what she's selling. Like, more people
are
going to be like, Madonna's the best, not Pussy Riot needs help.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm afraid they're missing the cause because they think Madonna's behind it.
Oh, absolutely.
That's unfortunate.
I would absolutely agree
with. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate because it's like, I mean, it's a 30-second mention at a concert, or like a 10-second mention at a concert. And it's not on bills. Like, I mean, she didn't actually say, like, this concert is being held in protest of, like, Pussy Riot being, like, illegally held by the Russian government, like, or anything like that, because that would be, like, career suicide. You know what I mean? Like, if Madonna's arrested in St. Petersburg, like,
yeah,
they're causing, like, some kind of incident.
It makes her look good and crazy and like intense,
but it doesn't actually do anything.
Yeah, rather than looking at the cause being a real cause, it's just more publicity for Madonna.
Well, it's also just like it's more noise, and it tells people that by making statements like this that you're actually affecting change when you're not. Like, nobody's going in there and like actually saying to the Russian government, like, you're doing this wrong.
No, all they're doing is saying Madonna's so
good for sticking up for that. Yeah. I have a 30-second video of just Madonna at her concert talking to the crowd about gay rights. Her voice sounds weird.
Thank you. I'm losing my respect for Madonna.
I don't know what that was all about.
I don't see that as like
she's trying too hard.
I don't know.
She's like, see, I love the gays.
You're
it's
right.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
So does everyone else right now.
I really think that was phoned in. You know what I'm saying? Like that, like as far as like a display of support for the gay community, that was phoned in.
Yeah.
Like, I think their PR people failed. They didn't instill in her the need for enthusiasm.
You sound like a dictator while you're up there. Like, go ahead.
She did a little bit. No, it's such a. It's
like, tell you what, go to Russia. Sound dictatorial.
Best idea ever. Tell everyone you love the gays. Because Lady Gaga hasn't done that already.
Just speak with authority, and they'll know what you're talking about. Jesus Christ!
Like, I don't know why anyone. I mean, I'm all about standing up for the gays. Obviously, it's just like all these random celebrities that come out and are like, "I support the gays." It's like you all should just shut up.
No, you should.
Like, you shouldn't have to stand up to say you support. You should be part of the majority that's sitting down already supporting.
Exactly.
You know, so that I always get pissed when people like say, "I'm like, look, Ellen's doing a fine job. Sit down.
Yeah,
just sit down."
Yo, Ellen's the best though. Ellen, yeah. Is
leave it
one
to Ellen, okay?
People.
Ellen will be our gay rights. You all just support Ellen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like. I really like, and this is something that like Jackie, you and I have talked about before, and I know that's something that's come up on Three Strange Women before. But it's the idea of like personal choice and civil liberties and the choices that you make in your own home and what you use in your own body should largely not have anything to do with legislation.
Yeah,
and I mean in our country and anywhere else, like I mean that's sort of like the never ending battle. Like, and it's that coupled with other issues is something that like I mean we're gonna be fighting for forever. Far, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you're right, and it's sad. This is the battle of our generation. Before it was African American rights. Now it's shifted. It was there was interracial marriage. Now it's gay marriage. Like, it's all just playing in.
It's evolution.
To me, it's so crazy though that like I mean there are these instance issues that come up, but like when it comes down to it, like racial profiling still exists.
Yep.
Like, definitely. I mean the stigma against adoption for gay couples still exists. Like, family building for gay couples, like the stigma for family building with gay couples still exists. Like,
there's a really good I wrote an article. It's not a really good article, but I wrote an article about family.
It's
this
a good article.
Week, for the You're a Lesbian for the Unregular blog. It's about family and the different ways, like the different options for creating a family.
Yeah, it's under the lifestyle section of the Unregular
News. I've talked about this with my friends all the time. I think it's interesting how different couples say that they'll do it if they wanted to start a family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I feel like every time I've been in a relationship, it's like, if you were going to have kids, how would it go?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that becomes a huge part of, like, gay relationships.
Because there are options. There's, like, adoption. There's foster babies.
There's also, like, in states where gay marriage is not allowed, you come into issues with custody.
Sure, yeah.
And, like, I mean, who has custody of the children? Like, what happens in the event that, like, one of the parents is, like, injured? Like, godparents, things like that. Like, locus parenti. Things. And it's really just... It's one of those things where it's just, like, it's a civil liberties issue, and it shouldn't be a problem anymore. Like, period. Period.
Yeah.
Like...
I agree. No.
Yeah.
There are plenty of options, though, especially, like, I mean, not everyone.
Oh, I know exactly how I'd do it.
What would
I'd get the babies.
How?
I would get the babies by... I would... Assuming I have money, or maybe it'll be cheaper by then, but yeah. I want to have babies. I would give my partner my egg... and she would have my baby.
You have the exact, you're the only other fucking person I've ever
heard. And then she would give me her egg and I would have her baby. So we had each other's babies with like the same donor.
I get that. That's exactly, literally, I wrote that in my article.
Although, have you heard this? This is a new thing that people are talking about. Like, this is a very popular way of people wanting to have babies now, which is, I think, it's hard for me to understand. I don't know why, just maybe my own beliefs. People are dating, all right, let's say two girls are dating. Yep. They each have brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Using the brothers'
yeah
donation sperm. Yes, I don't like that donation. then they're basically like the same DNA, like, yeah, their kids are sharing.
Yeah, you get 50% of the same genetic material.
Yeah, isn't that nuts? I mean, I get the idea of it. I love the idea of it, of like sharing. You know, it's still part of your family, kind of thing. Like, you're connecting in different. But doesn't it, I can't get past that one day my child would like be my brother's son.
Yeah.
What the hell is that about? Like, like, sorry, you're just an uncle.
Yeah,
like,
nephew and son.
And I don't want my partner,
cousin, brother.
I'm
sorry. Like, I don't mean to make light of it.
Cousin, brother. No, you're right.
It's just like it brings in like that in kind of incestuous like.
And I never want my brother to hook up with my partner. Why would I want him to donate anything to her in a way that would be inside of her body? That just makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, with artificial insemination, it takes the sexual act out of it.
Yeah, but you're still giving your junk that you like blow wherever it blows. Like,
that's why you get a guy that's like a good friend. Exactly. No, you get somebody who you both appreciate and love, like, for who he is, and maybe you'd appreciate having, like, stick around to, like, say hi to the babies.
Be a father figure without being a father.
Yeah, like, co-parenting parent, type of thing. Like, people do things like that.
I'd probably do it anonymously because I'm controlling. I'd be like, listen, I don't know you. You can't be part of this. Even if I know you, I don't want you to be part of this. I make all the last calls. You're going to have to sign here and here and here. Say peace.
Well, yeah, that's what it is, too. You got to go through all the legal stuff, and you got to go through from the very beginning of what role the father's going to play in the life of the child. Like,
why is it so hard for the gays to have babies?
Because it's just so complicated, because we can't do it ourselves. We can. I read an article a couple months ago. I think I covered it, actually, on the show. A few years ago, they started an experiment where they could take both women's DNA and turn it into...
Like scrambled eggs?
Kind of something like that, yeah, and make a baby out of it.
That's pretty awesome.
Scramble it up, make a baby.
Let me see.
I'm all about that.
Just if Google I search scrambled eggs.
I Googled no sperm baby. Two women can make a baby with no sperm.
They cannot.
Yeah.
All right, I'm all about it. Let's try it. I'll call my ex tonight, see if she's down. Can we still do it, or is it just like a doctor visit?
I think it's just I think it's just an experiment they're doing with a couple.
That's unfortunate, too. I want to get off while I'm getting inheritance and babies and shit.
I know. Like, it's weird to know that your baby is not going to be your partner's baby like that.
Yeah, and it's not created by a passionate experience.
Moment, yeah. Like, I one of my pregnant friends, I asked both of them. I was like,
one of many.
So many pregnant friends.
No more. I actually do have a lot of pregnant friends.
No more babies. No, but
I never. We talked about this the other night. I never want to have children. It's so much responsibility.
I have a dog. I'm already ready.
No, it just like I was talking to Jackie. I was like, there's some god awful statistic of like. Just like babies suddenly dying, like just the fact that like they're born and like so many of them die. It's a statistic. Like what? Like so many children live to like this age, like 13 years old, and I think it's like 9% infant.
So we're miracle people.
No, it's like it's somewhere between like 6 and 9% infant fatality rate in the United States.
What?
Like, And I mean, just thinking about that, like there's a 6% chance that all of a sudden this thing that like I'm supposed to love and like have feelings for and be responsible for is just going to like off itself.
In its
like
sleep.
Just suddenly just done.
They kill themselves.
Babies don't just spontaneously combust.
Well, that's what you say. I don't know that. That's one of the options. Like it could spontaneously combust. It could choke itself. Like the cat. Could
I mean,
try to
I
eat
definitely need. I think
mouth.
You need.
I don't know.
It sounds to me like you just need a baby and a prescription.
I just think I don't need babies. Like I'm that. Like I'm that.
No,
much
I'm that.
Spaz.
My dog like coughs, and I'm like, "What did you eat? Are you gonna die? Like shake her? Like cry?"
Like I can deal with animals. I can deal with grown-ups. Like anybody under the age of 13.
I can't deal with
the
elderly.
I'm worried that they're gonna die. Like I don't want to be responsible for anybody.
How do you deal with elderly?
I don't do well with that either.
My grandfather fell on Father's Day, and it was like slow motion, like the scariest thing I've ever seen.
His face
was like discombobulated. I was like so upset. It was so, I kept repeating how it happened. Like elderly people, I won't stand near an elderly person now. I hold the door and I run.
And I run.
I'm like, here, you go in, and before you fall, I am going to be 10 blocks away. Like, because I don't want to be part of that.
The babies, the elderly, and infirm. I'm terrified of all of them, because it's like, I don't know what they're going to do. They're the most unpredictable demographics available to me.
And you don't know what they want.
I want nothing. Like, I actually even have a hard time on the T. Like,
oh God.
Just because like there are so many babies, elderly, and infirm. Like, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
You never know what they're going to do.
Jesus.
Like, simultaneously, all three of those markets could be, like, shitting, puking, and, like, fucking pissing
you're
themselves
correct.
At the same time.
This conversation's making me nervous.
What else do we have?
We have, we're gonna go to some music, and then we're gonna get into a little, bit of the feud between, speaking of Madonna, Elton and Madonna. They're going
I can't
at
wait
it.
To find out what happened.
Yeah, they're fighting hardcore. We'll be back on Three Strange Women on RegularRadio.com.
RegularRadio.com.
When I was a young girl like normal girls do, I looked to a woman's love to help get me through. I never needed any more than a feminine touch. I hated the thought of kissing a man, it really was too much. I did not drink, I did not smoke. My God, it broke my heart. I was bitter and disillusioned to lose another girlfriend. But Lester came to work at Papa's store and decided to ease on in. Before that last heartbreak, well, nothing made me more sick than a hairy-chested, cheap, double-breasted, suited man with a hard dick. I guess that I was curious, heck, I guess that I was that old rum and coke. I guess that I was dumb. I spent my last $10 on birth control and beer. My life was so much simpler when I was sober and queer. But the love of a strong hairy man has turned my head up here. It made me spend my last $10 on birth control and beer. For of course, for a woman to love a man, she must also love to booze. If a woman don't drink beside her man, then she will surely lose him. As I sit in this hetero honky-tonk and reflect upon my past, I think about those old girlfriends and why they did not last. Oh, there's certain thrills that lesbian love simply cannot supply, like paying for abortions from sperm gone. Without this man, I'd die. So listen to my tale of woe and hang your head and cry. I spent my last $10 on birth control and beer. My life was so much simpler when I was sober and queer. But the love of a strong, hairy man has turned my head out of fear and made me spend my last $10 on birth control and beer. $10 on birth control and beer. My life was so much simpler when I was older and
RegularRadio.com, Boston's best online radio.
And we're back on Three Strange Women on UnregularRadio.com. I'm your host, Miss Jackie, still here with Casey.
Hello.
And Charlotte.
What's up?
Nice to have you guys. Still hanging. So we're getting close to almost done, actually. Mm-hmm. We got a couple other things to go over. Casey, you wanted to plug your walk one more time, right?
Yeah. I'm walking from Boston to Washington, D.C. I leave August 29th. I'm walking to deliver a letter to our leaders, largely to ask the question, why is the suffering of others so that we may live as we do systemic? Like, why is the system built so that others suffer so that we can have the quality of life that we do?
Yeah.
And I'll be traipsing along Route 1A, which is traditionally the lower post road from Boston to Washington. Should take about 22 to 24 days.
Wow. Now you have rest stops and stuff set up for that?
Yep. I'm going to be staying with friends some of the time. I'll be camping some of the time. Probably staying in hostels some of the time. But I was homeless in Boston for about 6 months, and 3 months of that was just like living out, like you find a place to sleep during the day and you travel at night, like that kind of stuff. So I mean, I'm not a stranger to like this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
that sounds really cool.
It's gonna be an
adventure. Did you plot it out when you're gonna stop and when you're gonna go?
Yeah, I'm gonna be moving in 18 to 22 mile segments, and like basically covering between 6 and 8 hours of walking a day. Some folks have expressed an interest in coming with me. We'll see how that goes. But I'm set out to rock and roll on this on my own. With anybody else, it doesn't matter. Like, it's something that needs to be done, as far as I'm concerned.
Congratulations. No, I think that's a nice thing. It's a great thing you're doing. You're taking a stand for things you believe in. You're hand delivering a letter to the people who are supposed to be able to make a difference.
Yep.
So if it doesn't mean something to them, you're 400 and how many miles?
460.
460 miles.
Yep. And
that's going to be so good for you too.
I mean, yep. even if something, it doesn't resonate with our leaders, I mean, I hope that it resonates with people along the way. I hope that this idea of taking responsibility for the decisions that we make resonates with every American. And that's legal, illegal, like, whatever your status is, like, it kind of, we're at a point now where we can't look away from the suffering of others. Like, our world is growing close at an astounding rate. Our neighbors are in Yugoslavia. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can search in Google and you can see immediately the effect of what you do every day. And that's the effect of turning on a light switch. It's the effect of, like, purchasing food from certain sources. It's the effect of, like, all of these things, and making changes in your personal life isn't going to change how we get those things. There's not going to be less electricity produced. There's not going to be less food produced.
And that's what's hard about it, is not one person can just change it.
Exactly. So I feel a statement needs to be made that it isn't just one issue, it's all issues, and all of these issues are related, and that we as Americans need to start taking a stand about how our country handles this kind of thing.
Yeah. Definitely. No. It's good, and I hope you make an impact. I know the people around you are going to be impacted dearly about it. There's a lot of people here that love and support you. And
yeah, I mean, Unregular Radio has been amazing. They've given me the opportunity to take nearly a month off and traipse halfway down the eastern seaboard. So as far as I'm concerned, like, they're aces in my book.
Yeah.
Like, this is amazing that they've allowed me to take the time off to take this adventure and been so supportive in terms of, like, helping me sort out, like, PR and helping me sort out all of these other things that are very confusing to me. But
yeah,
like, it's been an amazing opportunity and a very amazing supportive group of people.
Nice. Nope, that's what we're here for. We're good.
Also,
like that.
Saucy Entertainment and Gym Flow 100 are buying me shoes too, so they're my first sponsors as well, and they're Wednesday nights on Unregular.
Yep, they are. They know they're good people. That's pretty awesome. To wrap up what we get going on here today, I wanted to continue into my little thing with Elton and Madonna. They kind of were having a big issue recently.
So this is it? This is where we find out what he said and what she said?
This is where we actually find out what, yeah. He's kind of pissy. I don't really understand why, but from what I'm learning,
he just hates Madonna.
He hates her, yeah. So here's a little, this is straight from his mouth, an interview.
In happier days, Elton and Madonna hammed it up for all the cameras.
A bit closer, Elton.
Is this what I have to do to sell records?
Oh, please, yeah.
Now they're embroiled in a bitter feud.
She's such a nightmare. Sorry, she's her career's over. I can tell you that. Her tour's been a disaster, and it couldn't happen to a bigger...
I love Gaga. She's the real deal. Katy Perry's fabulous.
Yeah.
She sat for me at the Oscar party. I love her. And I love Rihanna. That's if Madonna had had any common sense, she would have made a record like Ray of Light, stayed away from the dance stuff, and just been a great pop singer and made great pop records, which she does brilliantly.
Mm.
But no, she had to prove that she was like, and she looks like a f***ing fairground stripper. She's been so horrible to Gaga.
Gaga.
He's like going
Lady
all
Gaga.
Out.
He's standing up for Gaga. I love her.
She absolutely adores him as well. You know, she's
amazing. Wherever she is in the world, she sends texts saying, how is he? She comes and bathes him. She sings
to
him.
She's a godmother.
She's a good godmother. She really pays attention.
With Zachary, would...
What an honor to be Elton John's kid's godmother.
Oh, have another God. One?
We're thinking about it very much so. I mean, in the in
look
future,
how cute that baby
I think
is,
we were definitely going to have another kid. I don't want him to be an only child. It's bad enough being the child of someone famous, and I want someone to have him to have a relationship with him as a brother or a sister.
About cool. What? Yeah, Elton did a nice. It's like 12 minutes long, but all on just him and how he used to be kind of a diva, and like this is kind of an example of him being a diva again, and like they've been feuding it out, and it's at a point where I don't understand what Madonna did. I know she was being. Kind of a dick to Gaga, but I guess that's not maybe he's playing the same game. I don't know.
I love it. This is some good celebrity bullshit, because I used to write a celebrity gossip column for years, and that would have been like my fucking dream. That was like the best shit ever. I can't believe Elton John would call her a fairground stripper
and a cunt, I believe.
And a cunt. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's like obsessed with Gaga, it's like Gaga just came on the scene. Like, please, they're from the same neighborhood practically. You know what I mean? Like, Gaga is Madonna
2.0.
Except for Gaga just hasn't fucked it up yet. Yeah, that's exactly how I see it. It's like, I don't know. I don't think Madonna's necessarily fucked it up. It's just like,
She's done it for such a long time that
she's just not everything everyone says she is. It's like, just she just needed to retire. She needs to accept that she's not the Madonna she once was.
That's what it is. That's what Elton's been trying to say, too. He's like, her career, that's what he said. Like, he's like, her tour's a disaster. It's not a disaster. She's selling out, but like,
and she was great at the Super Bowl. She fucking killed it. But
yeah,
I'm just sick of everyone.
Her body, like, she takes care of herself.
Well, I don't think Madonna's Wonder Woman, and I'm sick of like girls being like, Madonna's like the ultimate. I'm like, no, Madonna's not the ultimate, actually. Like,
not at all.
She's one of the most ridiculous people ever.
That's what she's known for, though. That's exactly what she's known for.
Oh, I'm getting all heated over here.
This Madonna. To really wrap up the show, every week I've been playing Louis Vertel. He called in last week. We did a phone interview with him. He writes a video, he records a video every week called Weaklings, just about like some topics happening in, you know, the mainstream and to do with, you know, relevant, usually LGBT stuff. If not, then it's like celebrity gossip. It's really kind of fun. So here's his most recent Weaklings. He's really funny. Like, that's why I've been playing it.
I saw last week. Pretty funny.
Such a good guy. We're going to get him in Boston. I knew we'd be friends with him. I've been saying it for weeks. Like...
Hello and welcome to Weaklings, the show that's worried it's going to disappoint its parents, when it really wants to devastate them. Now that we've agreed that homophobic chicken overlords suck, we can move on to real LGBT news. The feud between Elton John and Madonna. When Elton and Madonna fight, it's like homosexuality's parents are getting divorced. Can't we all be friends with Stella McCartney? You'd think these two would get along. He's an AIDS advocate and she's the gay cancer. First, some backstory. In an Australian TV interview, Elton John called Madonna, quote, a fairground stripper, fine, and added that her career is over. Then he said that she was terrible to Lady Gaga, her new tour was a disaster, and that it couldn't have happened to a bigger can't. Is that a typo? He did not say can't. This feud's been going on for close to 10 years, and the really sad thing about it is, we haven't picked a winner yet. So let's do that now. Elton John calling someone the C word, that's like Zac Efron calling out a safe word in bed. It's not going to work with me. Well, you can tell why Madonna doesn't like Elton John. I mean, he's the closest thing we have to a human hydrangea. Surely his Donald Duck costume reminds her of going pheasant hunting with Guy. When he sings about the circle of life, he is not talking about a red Kabbalah bracelet. Idiot. Maybe she hated Elton's collaboration with Eminem at the Grammys. Though, to be fair to Elton, I'd have mistaken Eminem for Annie Lennox as well. How about Elton John performed at Rush Limbaugh's wedding reception? That's like if Elton John performed at Rush Limbaugh's wedding reception. Candle in the Wind wasn't nearly as devastating as Madonna's tribute to Marilyn Monroe, her terrible acting in the Material Girl video. Maybe she agrees with me and thinks there should be a third singer in Don't Go Breaking My Heart who tells the other two to get a room. Then there are the reasons that Elton John might hate Madonna. Her lip-syncing is tolerable, but she has to do it with that damn accent. Now, all real Madonna fans have a few bones to pick with Madonna. Or more, if you include her exoskeleton. Ugh, remember American Life? Remember when she kissed Britney and Christina at the 2003 VMAs and basically declared them the new Madonnas? Hey, Madonna, Britney sounds like a baby gurgling into a ceiling fan, and Christina Aguilera looks like Snooki dressed up as JonBenet Ramsey. W-E, which was W-Eek. Her kids don't match. She goes on those lavish ice fishing trips in Gwyneth Paltrow. Okay, it's time to pick a winner in this thing, and I'm going with Madonna. I'm sorry, but she took the high road in this whole thing, and you know, I thought she was banned there. Plus, Elton, can we please just have one woman who's allowed to be the C word in popular culture? And can it please be Madonna? She basically has her masters in it. Honestly, Elton John can't hate Madonna that much if he loves Lady Gaga. They're both leotards with grimaces. So yay, Madonna, you win. This victory has the prestige of, say, a failed leadership academy in Malawi. And before we go, I have to give a shout out to Whitney Houston, who would have turned 49 yesterday. The only thing that still reminds me of Whitney Houston is every woman. This has been Weaklings, the show that's like a prayer, a big joke. See you next week, Lings.
He's just so cute.
He's working for me.
With the rainbow umbrella, I love it. I
know, he spins it at the end. Like, it's okay, I love it. That's like, it's so good.
This kid's good. He's good people. Hopefully someday. He said his brother just moved to Boston and he'd like to come and visit sometime. And that.
Oh, look at that.
I don't think he'd know what to do with himself.
We're
here,
people together.
Yeah. But we're just about done. We'll be back next week. Thank you for being here, Charlotte.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Casey bounced, but she's doing her walk thing. Make sure to keep up with her. Follow her at Casey the Management on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at Three Strange Women. Strange has no vowels because it was too long. Like our Facebook page. We have a Facebook group. We've got all kinds of stuff. Three Strange Women. We'll be back every Monday, 3 to 4, on regularradio.com.
myself a real good time. I feel alive.
A good time.